You'll next hear the world premiere of the Symphony No. 6 by David Stock from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Manfred Honeck, music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, was delighted to present the premiere. He stopped by to tell us about it.
It's wonderful that we now, this year, can present Pittsburgh composers. As we know, we have tradition in Pittsburgh and the symphony that we have a composer of the year, mostly a composer from outside of Pittsburgh, very well-known composers. But for this year, we decided to feature our own composer, to celebrate our own composer. And David Stock is the first one in the opening, and his sixth symphony will be a world premiere.
As David Stock composed the third movement of his Symphony No. 6, he found himself drawing more and more on the familiar strains of music he'd heard at the synagogue over and over when he was growing up.
The first movement is fast and very high energy. The second movement has many different kinds of music, including a sort of almost waltz mixed in with some slower music. And the finale, I did not decide in advance, but the finale turned out to be another of my Jewish-themed finales. The last movement includes things that some people will recognize right away. Almost all the melodic material is from the actual service in a temple. For example, the first thing we hear after an introduction is the solo horn playing note for note, I mean absolutely transcribed, the prayer before the reading of the Torah. Later on, we'll hear Shema Yisrael, the central prayer, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And then towards the end, we get Kadosh, 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 which of course is fairly familiar to Christian audiences as holy, holy, holy. And of course, it has to end with an amen. In C major yet. If anybody told me many years ago that I would end a symphony in C major, I would have thought they were nuts. But Schoenberg did say there was lots of good music left to be written in C major, so he knew what he was talking about.
Here is the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with the world premiere of David Stock's Symphony No. 6, conducted by Manfred Honeck.
Thank you.
The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with the Symphony No. 6 by David Stock, commissioned by the Pittsburgh Symphony for this world premiere. It was conducted by the music director of the orchestra, Manfred Honeck. David Stock has held a position of composer-in-residence with the Seattle Symphony, the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Somewhere along the way, this scheme came up about the Year of the Pittsburgh Composer, instead of one person being the composer of the year. And I thought it was a great idea. We have a lot of really fine composers here in Pittsburgh. So my commission is the kickoff piece, you might say. There will be five more commissioned short movements, which will be by five of my Pittsburgh colleagues, that as a group will be called Elements, that will go on with the planets. So first we get the elements, the building blocks, and then comes the planets. And also the Pittsburgh Symphony is playing pieces by Nancy Galbraith and by Leonardo Ballada. Leonardo's is an American premiere, his Sixth Symphony, and it's his 80th birthday, believe it or not, and it's actually going to be around the time of his 80th birthday.
David Stock founded the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble in 1976, which he conducted for 23 seasons. David Stock has guest conducted several of our American orchestras, including the Baltimore Symphony, the Seattle Symphony, the Los Angeles Philharmonic New Music Group, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. David hosted a weekly series called Da Capo here on WQED-FM and composed the theme for the award-winning PBS series Kennedy Center Tonight. David Stock's compositions have been performed in countless countries around the world, and he has an extensive recorded catalog on compact disc and available for download. David Stock was in the audience for a concert of chamber music from Pittsburgh Symphony musicians who gathered to give the world premiere of his Klezmer Dreams not long ago. Klezmer Dreams was commissioned by the concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Noah Bendix Bauglie. The concert took place at Rodef Shalom Temple in their Tuesday evening series. David Stock has included some improvisation for the musicians in a cadenza-like section. Klezmer Dreams ends with a freilach, the happy dance from the Jewish tradition, the tradition of the Ashkenazi Jews of Eastern Europe. The Klezmer musicians came to the United States in the late 19th century. Between 1880 and 1924, they added jazz rhythms to their style. Here is the principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Lorna McGee with second clarinet, Ron Samuels, Noah Bendix Bauglie, concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony, violist Marilyn Jangrawa, Jennifer Orchard violin, and Mikhail Istomin cello. Klezmer Dreams by David Stock in its world premiere. recorded September 16, 2014, in the sanctuary at Rodef Shalom Temple in Pittsburgh's Oakland section. You heard the world premiere of Klezmer Dreams by David Stock, played by members of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Klezmer Dreams ends with a freilach, that happy expression often heard at a wedding or a bar mitzvah. David Stock has written over 165 published works. We heard the concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Noah Bendix-Bagley, who commissioned the music, with violinist Jennifer Orchard, violist Marilyn Zhang-Gua-Hua, cellist Mikhail Istomin, the principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Lorna McGee, and second clarinet Ron Samuels. This Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast, recorded on opening night at Heinz Hall, began with a Star-Spangled Banner in the Walter Damrosch arrangement, followed by Beethoven's Overture to Fidelio. We heard Carmina Burana by Carl Orff and the Sixth Symphony by David Stock, and it happened because of Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh, with additional support from the Jack Buncher Foundation, and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Don't forget to write. The Pittsburgh Symphony program reading line is available free. It arrives along with a radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, on a brightly colored bit of paper. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org or send email. Email us directly, pso@wqed.org. The Heinz Hall sound engineer is Harold Chambers. Coordinating producer and editor, Brian Savar. The president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is James Wilkinson. Resident conductors Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is a production of WQED Multimedia.
PRI, Public Radio International.